Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Chainbreaker. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message, Real Rest in Christ, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got faith, He's a game changer. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight.
We've all run to things we know just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life.
Believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify.
Trying to control, you're trying to hang on to the reins, you're trying to direct your life, and let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to run the thing right into the ditch. And that's why there's so many lives that have crashed today. Because we are trying to control our lives. Friend, you've got to let God control your life. And when you let the Lord control your life, He'll take you into, well, David talked about that in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. See today, this is what happens when you recognize today that you have satisfaction in Christ. So you were created to be satisfied in the person and the presence of Jesus. The 7 days of creation points us. I got two things for you. No poems today because I'm not a poet. But I got two points I want to show you today. One, we trust God's finished work. We trust God's finished work. What God did, it was not a partial, incomplete work. It was a complete work. And so, praise the Lord, the work of salvation is done. Let me say that again. The work of salvation is done. There's nothing you can add to it. There's nothing you can take from it. There's nothing that's going to change the fact that this Redeemer provided a means of hope and salvation for whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. There's nothing today that you can make God love you any more. He loves you today with an infinite love, an abounding love, a gracious love, a forgiving love. Oh, thank God we're loved of the Lord. And the Bible declares that God is what? Love. Say that again. God is what? Love. But thank God today that His love was not just contained in heaven, but He brought His love to earth and put it on a cross and died for all humanity. For God so, John 3:16, say it with me today. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me just say today, you're not here by today an accident. You're here today by the divine purpose and the appointment of Almighty God. You may be sitting in these pews today and you say, well, preacher, I acknowledge that's a God. He's a God that created. I believe that. I don't believe the stuff that science says and all these other nuts and fruits are saying about how this world came into existence and how we came about. You know, I believe that God really did make us in His own image, as the Bible says. And thank God. I'm glad you believe that. But do you believe today a couple other points? Do you believe today all of sin and come short of the glory of God? Do you believe that you're a sinner today? And your sins are going to be the driving force that's going to lead you straight to hell. Just not your sins, but the sin that you have rejected Jesus Christ. I haven't rejected Him. Yes, you have. You acknowledge that He is a creator, but you have not acknowledged Him as a redeemer. You've got to receive Him into your heart and your life. So we have to come to the realization. We all have sinned and come short. We have all missed the mark. But also God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You've got to receive this redemption that He offers. You didn't get it through your family lineage. You didn't get it because you shook a pastor's hand. You didn't get it because you carry a Bible. You get it because you ask the Lord to save your soul. And if you're sitting here today and you've never done that, I encourage you today, because you know what? It's the difference between heaven and hell. And you're going through life rejecting Him, guaranteed you're going to wind up there when you could have wound up there. You today can receive Him as your personal Savior. I pray today that you will do that. His love is extended in Christ and the work that Christ done at the cross. See, you say, I don't see that in Genesis. Oh, it's there. It's prevalent. When you read Genesis 2, 1 through 2, you find out that the seventh day is different than all the other days. God's rest is different than our rest. We rest because we're what? Weary, right? And tired. God didn't rest because He was weary and tired. He rested because He ceased creative activity because God is satisfied that He has completed His creative acts. Amen. So in this creativity of His activity, God gives us today a principle that we can live by. The principle is there should be one day that basically stands in contrast to all the other days. This is the day the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God works in His work today, makes us trust His work more than we trust our work. That's why these folks that are trying to work to get to heaven, it's not going to work. I'm glad I don't have to work. See, works follow salvation. But today, you can't get to heaven today just on your works. They won't work. So, this is a principle of salvation today. And the fact is, it is the finished work of Christ. This is where we have rest in our soul. This is what God was trying to impress upon us today. That is only found in the person and the presence and the receiving of Christ into your heart and your life. Do you have that rest today? Is He your resting place? Are you serving Him today? And by the way, when I quoted what David said about this being the Lord's Day, it means today that this is the day that we come collectively and we worship Him as a body of Christ. Now, folks, you need to be in church. Come on now. You get quiet on me, I'm going to preach on it longer. You need to be in church. And it's just not a Sunday morning ring the bell thing and come in and say, "Wee, I'm here." Come on back Sunday night. It gets thick and good in here on Sunday nights. Come on back on Wednesday nights. I enjoy being in God's house. You know what? Even before God called and I prepared and went into ministry and was ordained and all the things that goes with that, I've always been around church. It's just been a magnetism there. I wanted to learn of this Creator. But even greater, I wanted to find out how He could recreate me and save my soul and deliver me. And I tell you, it's something special about being in God's house. Amen. So realizing this today, we've got to get to the place today. We must ensure that our satisfaction is in Christ. Actually, our lack of satisfaction in Christ is the root of the problem to start with. People are not satisfied because they don't really know Him. We don't see our satisfaction as our treasure in Christ today. And folks, today we seek to replace that eternal satisfaction that we have in Christ with temporary satisfaction of worldly things. We can't find real satisfaction because we today are not consumed today with Christ. We're consumed with ourselves. We're pleasure seekers. We want to shake off the stress. You're going to have stress, and it's no better place to get rid of stress than in the person and the presence and the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We live today, and I tell you, we fill our lives with all the trash of the world. We're consumed with the world. The world has got a hold on us. It's got a lock on us. And folks, today, we live hungover from the devil's brew instead of trusting in Christ. Amen. Some of you look like that dog with a ice pack on his head. That's what happens to us. Amen. We're taking too much of the world in. And that's why you're walking around beat up, beat down, and beat out. My God in heaven, get more of Jesus in you. Put the Word in you. Put the worship in you. Put the power of God in you. Put salvation in you. Put sanctification in you. Put grace in you. Put the holiness of God in you. Fill yourself up with Jesus. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden you're going to find, man, I'm not hung over by the world and the devil's brew. I'm hung over by the power. I'm hung up. I'm hanging out. Let me get that right. I've been hanging out with God and I'm no longer hung over. Praise God. He was hung up on the cross from my hang-ups, and praise God, now I'm living in victory in the person and the presence of Christ. Amen. All right, let me hurry up. The finished work of Jesus is the fact today that Jesus, while on earth, walked in a place of complete righteousness. Jesus kept all of God's Word. So He took our wrath of sin on the cross. And when you believe in Jesus, this is what you believe. You believe, point one, you believe that Jesus died for our sins on the cross. Secondly, today you believe that Jesus lived a perfect life and realizing that He secured righteousness today. And then He gives that righteousness to us through the process of salvation and sanctification. Yes, Jesus forgives sin, but it's more to it than that. There's more to it than what God's done for us. When God looks at you today with the righteousness of Christ, He is pleased with your living today. But see, you got to live a righteous life.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.